Blog Talk Radio.
Backward turn, backward, oh chime in your flight. Take me back to 1984, just for tonight. Dobro jutro, welcome, hello. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Is the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live. The call-in number is 347-637-3789, and it's a 30-minute show, Central Time. So, give it about 20 minutes after, and you could hear the show over and over again, and you log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on December 5th, The African Adventure Part 2. Write a journal. Write a journal. I'm going through, now, when I finish doing all of my little PSAs and sponsor appreciation, I'm going to read from the journal that I wrote 34 years ago. Darlings, where did the time go? Where did it go? Do you want, now let me ask you something. I don't want you to go to the end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Sidebar. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Does everyone understand your mission and passion? You know that my mission and passion is to redefine the definition of aging, not only in America, but the world. What has age got to do with it? Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. What has age got to do with it? By the way, I'm an octogenarian, and I do this show weekly. Do you want to know why? I want to encourage you to follow your dream. And it keeps my brain active and alive. And you see, I don't want you, are you hearing me, to be afraid to be the most brilliant that you can be right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkly like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. If you want to change your life, change your thinking. Change. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. And you know there's only one of you. Do you want to share your mission and passion on live talk radio? It's a internet. It's a powerful advertising marketing tool. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. I'm sitting in my studio room. A little chilly where I live, and I see snow and so on and so forth, but it doesn't matter. I didn't have to get dressed and have someone take me to a studio. You do it right here in the comfort of your home. Now, this show is live, but it will be archived. And what you need to do is to email me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. That's C-A-T-H-I. And I work with you on content. Let's see if what you have to reach the world, if it resonates, if it's going to make a difference in someone's life. And I become your outside advocate. And then I promote you on my show on Live with Kathy Consortium. And did you know that you could be part of the consortium with a 30 and a 60-second commercial and a 13-week commitment, and it's all about you? The recipe for success is exposure, 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 repetition, 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 name recognition. Do I recognize you? Oh, I see you've written a book, and you've got 2,000 copies that are sitting in your garage. If you don't take my recipe for exposure and repetition, when I say hamburger, what do you think of? Call in 347-637-3789. What is it? When I say hamburger, what do you think of. Listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I want you to feel the energy. The brotherhood and sisterhood, ironworkers impact, titanic shaping, and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. They are the Dom Perignon of the trades. To find out more about them, log on ironworkers.org. I married an ironworker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. By the way, I created a six-minute CD. What a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Do you want a copy? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. A small fee plus shipping and handling. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a wire art sculptor and leatherworks. Hand-built, unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. How you feel? When you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. You know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks, and my looks are very important to me. When I look in the mirror, I want to look fabulous and not feeble. I want to go to the very end wearing a Christian Dior or Givenchy. What about you? What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Did you know that stress, anger, trauma release toxins into the body? And I know how to de-stress my body. It's in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. My easy-to-learn, all-natural methods and techniques, decades in development, are easy to learn. And once you've learned them, darlings, they're yours for life. You can only get them by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. Z Dynamic, 60-80-year-old, is now the new face of the 40-50. Who said that you can't be simply gorgeous, glamorous, and handsome, 50 and beyond? Who are these experts? No, the new face of 2018 is the 40 to 50. I don't care what your age is. I told you, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And a theologian said, the danger of aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. How old are you? Call in. Let's talk about it. For a brief moment, because you see, I want to get back to the African Adventure Part 2. And no matter what you are doing, be sure that you write a journal. It is just amazing. I'm reading my journal now. Oh, by the way, it should be a book. The Heart of the Lion. When I showed the journal to Tom Patrick, who is the co-author of The Heart of the Lion, he said, Kathy, this needs to be a movie. So I'm encouraging all of you to get into touch with me, because you will be financially compensated. I'm one person. I simply can't do all of this alone. I need to have all of my agents out there that are willing to put their intention out there. And you will be compensated. So who do you know? What do you know? Put them in touch with me. And I walk the walk and talk the talk. I know what I am talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. I told you, I walk the walk and talk. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I told you, it's perfect for a movie. You'll be financially compensated for your diligence endeavor to help The Heart of the Lion become a movie. Now, let's go to the show. Oh, 34 years ago, Friday the 15th. Now, be with me here. Just got in from safari at the Norfolk Hotel. Oh, time is around 1:45 p.m. Having a social drink with George, Steve, Evelyn, waiting for our room and dinner. What memories. Saturday the 16th, sitting in my room. It's about 8:20 a.m. at the Norfolk. Feeling very sad. All my dear traveling companions are leaving today at 2 p.m. Elizabeth, Violet, and moi go on to Amboseli on Sunday. Thank goodness for Muriel Horn. She had paregoric. Too much food, vodka, exhaustion. The cha-cha set in mid-Thursday. After drinking a bottle of Tusker's beer, have decided to pass the city tour. Will take 24 hours to calm my system down. I see me sitting at poolside right now. Oh, on Monday the 11th, I viewed Tribal Dancers. Sambaroo Reserve was fun. Flowers seemed to spring up everywhere, just beautiful. Cute monkeys amused Evelyn and me on our balcony. The ride to Mount Kenya Safari Club was scenic. What a contrast. Sambaroo Reserve was lovely, but the elegance of Mount Kenya and the cottage, absolutely beautiful. Three bedrooms, three baths, fireplace, dining area. Now, this is in Africa. Kitchen was just incredible. I could stay at the safari club for a week or so. Did some shopping, lounged at poolside, dressed for dinner. Cindy, Evelyn, Jean, and I closed the bar as usual. Seems to be a pattern with us. Ah, Diana was excellent. Now, I'm writing this on Tuesday the 12th. Now, remember, the tour was, my safari was June 7th to the 20th, 1984. Cindy and I shared a table. She's just darling and so sweet. It was good talking to her. She has been touched. We will keep in touch. In Safari Lounge, we met Jack Clark, the owner of all the Chicago health clubs. seems to be a rather nice chap. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Now, Wednesday the 13th, right from Mount Kenya, I told you the scenery was spectacular. We went to the Masai Mara Reserve. It was incredibly long. It took all day. Hot and dusty. Roads are not paved. They're all bumpy. And when you write a journal and you start to read it out loud, all of these memories pop up and the pictures pop up in your brain. Natives seem to always be walking. However, in conversation with Joyce Poole, she said they always have a reason for walking. The huts that they live in, the bare essentials that they have, convince me that it doesn't take much to survive. The children are tending the herds of cows, goats, and love to wave. The bartering they heard so much about is interesting. Hey, the natives are not dumb at all. To date, I have purchased lion, elephant, calabash. I'm looking at my calabash right now. Bracelets, safari hat, necklaces, keychains, and two straw bags. The calabash is, the kids take it up into the mountains with milk or whatever they have for their lunch. Writing this Saturday the 16th, plus, oh, I do have did get Richard, his primitive men. Don't know how I'll manage to pack all of this. Well, it's 8:45 a.m., and I'm starting to feel a little better. I bought two cosmetic bags at Mount Kenya. Whoops, I have to stop to sort laundry and dry cleaning. So on Saturday, 10:15 continued, I picked up my cleaning. Dry cleaning and laundry, feel tons better. We'll be cautious about food and drink, saw Evelyn and her group off to the Ark. A repeat of our week on safari, riding this poolside at the Norfolk. Lovely pool. I have a nasty bruise on my left thigh. Must have happened on a bumpy road yesterday. I talked with Amanda and Michael from Flamingo Tours. All is set for Sunday. Checkout time is 10 a.m. We leave for Amboseli at 2 p.m. Wilson will be our guide for the next 3 days. You know, it's really hard for me to believe that I'm in another continent. It seems like I'm in the States. I'm a little anxious to talk to Richard, Bill, and family. Miss my fat cat, Beauregard. Others are still on tour. We'll be back by noon. I may skip lunch. I don't know if I'll eat anything. Wednesday the 13th. Now remember, this is from June 7th to the 20th, 1984. After the long ride to Kikorok Lodge, just about settled in our cabin when Evelyn came back to say that the single accommodations were assigned tents, so she and I shared tent number 68. Linda Hall and George took the cabins. The tent was a blast. Best of all, we had the best light in the world to put our faces on, and we had hot water. A luxury. All other places other than Mount Kenya, they were cool to shower. Oh, by the way, do you want to know who my walking companions were? Baboons. Ah, they are so funny. On the Masai Mara Reserve, this was absolutely mind-boggling. We watched the migration of zebra and wildebeest. Indeed, a spectacular sight. When we were out on our 4 o'clock in the morning to 6:30 game drive, we came upon the lion pride. To see them napping and playing, it's hard to imagine them being so fierce. Simon, our driver, explained that as long as we stayed in the van, we were relatively safe. However, If the lions caught scent of a white man, or any man for that matter, he would attack. The hippo pond was tranquil and lovely. Ah, but what boys they are. We'll stop now. I want to bring Polaroid photos up to date. You see, the hippopotamus are very quiet and gentle, and you don't know they're there until they pop up their humongous head. I was at Thompson Fall en route to Kinkarock Lodge. That's when I bought Richard's Primitive Man. Richard Harve, an incredible modern dance master and a dear friend. Saturday continued to 20 p.m. Oh, I'm feeling a little sad right now. Just said goodbye to most of the group. Gunther, Rosemary leave Sunday for Egypt. Gloria and Kathy leave for home midnight today. Elizabeth, Violet, and moi on to Ambasilli tomorrow. I would take this trip again, sidebar, in a heartbeat. Get in touch with me. You're listening to Life with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Shall we design and compose our own safari to Africa? Where did the week go? I tried to be with every moment, savoring the camaraderie and fondness of the silly seven. The karma from the beginning was so positive. Why do I still have the feeling, as I did in the beginning, that there was or is a spiritual reason for me being in East Africa? I would go right now. I would drop everything right now and make that trip to Africa to relive the most spiritual and endearing moments of my life. You see, I'm not trying to read anything into my thoughts. Oh, darlings, this sadness is profound. Maybe it's because it will never be again. How can you ever repeat an almost perfect trip? I am eternally grateful for all of my studies and delving into higher consciousness. It allowed me to see and to be and to interact with all the members honestly and with sincere fondness for all of them. It was great to be able to take myself out of the experience, to be objective, and not to be at the effect of it, and to truly acknowledge everyone for being who they are and accepting them and not making them right or wrong. When I read Evelyn's letter to me, I was so moved. Dear, dear Evelyn, hope she does get some rest this next week. What wonderful friends I have made. Wednesday and Thursday, sand devils. The contrasts in East Africa are incredible, from blowing continuous dust, sand swirling like a cyclone, and sand devils, hot sun, and dry arid plains. We drive into luscious green. There hasn't been much rain in East Africa. Mornings and evenings are coolish, afternoons hot. There isn't any middle class. Either you're very rich or dirt poor. More game drives on Thursday. More fun and laughs with Silly Seven. Marion and Peter drove to Governor's Camp. All tens. New electricity stayed over Friday and came back to Nairobi on Saturday. They said it was truly the way to go to Ruffet. Oh, driving through the Great Rift Valley, then arriving in North Serengeti Plain, and then the Maasai Mara Game Reserve. again, a study in contrast. Friday the 15th, left Masai Mara at 7:30 a.m. Van broke down halfway here, switched to Michael's van. Fun talking with others, more laughs. Hey. Glitzed up Friday evening, cocktail party at Clive Forbes, owner of the Flamingo Tours. Lovely party, lovely grounds. Then back to the Norfolk for more cocktails and dinner. Had a very interesting evening. Our last night together, wow. Must watch diet and cocktailing now, however. We'll continue with my 5 o'clock cocktails. It is tradition. My life is ascending into higher levels. My life seems to be changing direction, all for the good. Saturday, 5:30 p.m., Norfolk Hotel, Nairobi. Having cocktails in room 518. Lovely. It seems it's times like this that I come to realize that there is a void in my personal life. I'm with love, with being in love. God has been too good to me, and I know the best is yet to come. Bill is being an angel. I know he's trying so hard. I just don't know by the way sounds of Kenya they're playing. Country Western Records. Talk about contrasts. And my letter to the seven begins here. The African adventure continues. I want to encourage you to write a journal. I'm sitting alone in my room, 518. The radio station Sounds of Kenya is playing country western hits. I have to remind myself that I'm not in the States and I can pick up the phone to call. Haven't decided where to dine this evening. I know that I won't leave the hotel. Probably will have dinner around 7:30. My dear friends who left me, do hope your flight home was reasonably pleasant. I Want You to Get, Go Out and Get by Roger Whitaker, My Land is Kenya. Now it's 9:45 back in the room. Stopped by and chatted with Elizabeth and Violet. I think they were ready to leave today, but I reassure them that they'll have a good time the next 4 days. Low-key activities. I'm tired tonight. We'll go to bed soon. It's Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Writing on this on my balcony at the Kilaguni Lodge, room 15. The view is incredible. I cannot explain to you the awesomeness of what I'm feeling and seeing. Open plains, oasis, elephants, and more elephants. It is nothing like what we have seen in the background. The majestic Mount Kilimanjaro. Now, darlings, I'm going to continue on with my African adventure. And I'm so happy and delighted that I wrote the journal. And, you know, the roads to Tsavo West were all paved. And our guide offered commentary as we went along. Oh, darlings, it's almost the end of the show. You've been listening live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on my African adventure. Part 2. Stay tuned for more. Au revoir.